Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with a brand that will help men, and not just with their erections, but in realising that there is nothing to be ashamed about. Isn't that right, Micho?
Totally, Mark.
Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is that's nationwide in Bulgarian. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity, contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Michael.
Mark.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Stressed out of my head.
I can imagine so.
I'm a nervous little Nancy. That's not a go at Nancy's. That's not a go at Nancy's, Drew or otherwise. Teenage detective.
Yeah.
Vastly superior to Harriet the Spy. Yes, if you want to get into female teen detectives.
Okay.
Those famous 5 fucking gobshites as well. I've got nothing on Nancy. Nevertheless, right. I'm a little bit tetchy.
I think you have reason to be this week.
Selling out the Olympia and doing the show this weekend, I can't wait. It's going to be the greatest night of my life.
It's going to be incredible.
When you're a comedian, you dream of... When I first had a video iPod, when I was 14, I remember watching Ricky Gervais's Politics in my bedroom, thinking that that would be the greatest job of all time.
Yeah.
And lo, here we are.
There's very little difference between the two.
Me and Gervais?
Yeah.
Two mildly overweight, obnoxious pigs who will invariably become shitter as they age, and their once perceived genius is actually just a little bit of juvenile literary, do you know what I mean? Two fucking egomaniacs with brilliant people at their flanks who lift them until eventually people go, this guy's just a wanker, do you know what I mean? And the takes become stale. Nevertheless... I went out this weekend to try and get some gear.
Okay.
Don't worry, I haven't relapsed. Oh, well. I mean, clothes for the live show.
Lovely, okay.
Because I actually had a top up, but Darren was like, no, you need to go all black, always.
Okay.
Good stuff. So I went in. Do you know what shop needs to be, absolutely ridiculed and roasted?
Tell me, go on.
Koss. Is that too niche?
I think for anyone who has gone to Koss, they'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Trying on clothes from Koss is the quick... It's like getting physically roasted. It is the quickest way to get an ego check. You walk down the street, you go, oh, cool, I'm feeling good about myself. You know, maybe actually I'm not that atrociously out of shape. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm okay. And I sort of, every now and then, every 6 months or so, I begin to sort of like accept myself for who I am. Do you know what I mean? And just when I'm on the precipice of going, do you know what, Mark? Your body actually, there's nothing actually wrong with it. I go into Koss, I try on a polo neck, and I look like a fucking Dutch lesbian who's let herself go. Staring in front of myself in the mirror like an obese Stephen Flobs. I hate Koss. Who are those clothes supposed to... Unless you have a body like the food critic in Ratatouille.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, very good. Childhood Ratatouille. Yeah, him. Unless you have a body like him, you're not wearing fucking Koss.
That's very fair.
Tried on a raincoat last week. I looked like one of the traitors.
There's that sponsorship gone.
The person who wears COS is the girl in or the guy in your WhatsApp group who like thinks they're real demure and sophisticated. You look like a Swiss paedophile, Katrina. You don't look continental. You look continental. Oh. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, the energy's a bit spiced.
Yeah, so you didn't buy
it? I didn't buy it. No, everything... By the way, fucking cropped. What is this?
Yeah.
This is a roller disco in 1980s homosexual Miami. I don't want to wear a crop top. I've got a fucking dad bod and it's Irish weather. None of... Oh, there's a lovely t-shirt. And where's the bottom of it? It's gone. What is this? Cropped era.
It's
there's some jeans baggier than fucking LL would have worn back in 95. If I try those baggy jeans on, I look like a gyalt. I hate modern clothing. It's just so... I don't know.
No, I'm with you. The crop tops are ridiculous.
The crop tops is absurd. Oh, there's a lovely denim jacket. That goes just past my nipples. Great stuff. Looking forward to being an extra in the Scissor Sisters newest video. Do you know what I mean? What the hell is going on here? It's like you go into H&M, you're like, oh, there's a lovely jacket. I'll wear that. There's a blazer. Yes, nice and simple, black, lovely. I'll wear that to the wedding. On the back, it's got silver studs. It says, I want to suck your blood. Cool. Or like, my history is cold. What does that even mean? Who writes this shit? Nevertheless, welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Megan does fashion.
Oh, good to see you. You're in some form.
I'm in flying form. Guys, it's the roast of parent-teacher meetings. Let's just get straight into it.
I have another one for you. It's not really parent-teacher meeting related, but it's got to do with a teacher and another one of my cousins. We are all probably loons, Mark. But my cousin had went to my uncle's house for the weekend with a few other cousins, and he's a fancy fuck, so he has a hot tub. So he put everybody in the hot tub, in their swimwear and whatnot, to have a jacuzzi party.
Okay.
My cousin discovered that if you sit on the jets, it will tickle your bum or whatever. I don't know.
Fact.
And he sat on the jets and repeatedly tickled his bum. And my uncle basically told him to stop. And he did, because you've just been an exploratory child, I'm sure, or whatever. I don't know. And my uncle was called in to the school. So like, basically as like a kind of a concern, because in the weekly news roundup, my cousin had said that when he went to his uncle's house at the weekend, that his uncle blew bubbles at this bum, and there was a safeguarding concern for his.
Unbelievable. Shout out to the school.
Yeah.
Excellently handled.
Doing their job.
Instantly call them out on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, in defence of the hot tub and of the kid, we've all been there.
Absolutely.
Discovering the bubbles going up your arse, it's a weird one because you're doing it and you're like, well, this is weird because usually I'm very loud and gregarious and now I'm just quiet in the corner. Not that there's a corner in the hot tub, but you know what I mean? Now I'm just sitting there, like my dad is there and my brother, but I'm just quiet and there's bubbles going up my hole. But there's always a moment, I feel like, with the jacuzzi bubbles where you're like, even as an adult now, because I still do it, we all do.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, this is probably cleaning me.
Yeah.
And then you realise, no, because hot tubs, I think jacuzzis and hot tubs are potentially the most concentrated. Apparently they are like horrific for bacteria.
Yeah.
Like absolutely atrocious.
Do you remember the hot tubs that were in Bondi or in, what was it called, Burn?
There was a disco in Stillorgan in South County Dublin in the mid 90s, and they did this thing where it was like a foam party. Ooh. But then they also tried to have a beach party, which was just this large pool. Honestly, you could drink a boot. You could fill one of those like cartoonish Oktoberfest boots of water from the River Ganges, right where a lad has just shat, bathed and defecated, okay, and gotten sick. You could down that with a pint of cholera-fused Sunny Delight and you still would walk away with less infections than the pools that they had in the Bondi Beach.
They were horrific.
Also, of course, people just stole people's shoes.
Of course.
These lads going, yeah, with two pairs of Dubartis over their head. You're a thief. Any opportunity.
Well, now, it's happened again.
It was effectively like a large petri dish of gimps.
It was disgusting.
It was absolutely disgusting. But no, hot tubs are apparently lethal when it comes to bacteria. But whenever you're doing the bubbles up the arse and you're like, this is great, there's always a moment when you're like, oh, that's too far now. That went in somewhere different to my bum. that like circumvented the hole and has gone up to one of the lungs. There's a part where you get this weird feeling. It's like you almost get a rush in your belly and you're like, ooh, what was that? I didn't like that now.
Yeah.
That was too much bubbles.
That was too much fun.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I think fair play and well done.
Yeah.
When I was about 13, my dad went to my parent-teacher meetings, came back, told me that everything was fine and that I was just chatty and that was the main problem. Then a few months later, he told me that one particular teacher told me that I had no flair, but that I wasn't to repeat it. And naturally, I did indeed tell everyone. And she is also the same woman who told us that Santa wasn't real. Now, obviously, we were all a bit old at that stage to still be believing, but there were a few only children in the crowd who were definitely shocked.
Shocking.
Awful.
The no flair, excuse me, the no flair thing is disgraceful. What do you mean? Like, why are you, what sort of like character,
feedback.
What sort of character evaluation are you delivering here? Do you know what I mean?
It's a child.
No flair. She's not a fucking Italian striker who's just been purchased by Millwall. What is your teacher Eamon Dunphy describing an early noughties Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't do the Mocha Nilok with pizzazz.
What is this Maldini when he's on the attack? You know what I mean? No fucking flair. You're not talking about Luke Chadwick's right foot. Do you know what I mean? You're not talking about Karl Poborski's headers. You're not talking about Varon running in from the corners. Do you know what I mean?
I love these Varon references.
You're talking about a child. I feel like some teachers, as great as they are, some teachers don't realise the damage that they can do with flipping comments. Like, I still remember some of the shit that was said to me by teachers when I was like 11.
Yeah, I'm the exact same.
And don't get me wrong, in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, I was like, troubled and a difficult a child at times. But there's the important word. I was a fucking child.
Yeah.
I was 11 years of age. It's not my responsibility to regulate my emotions and to conduct myself as an adult, because you are the adult in this scenario. Loco parentis. You are acting as the why are you losing your head and saying stuff like, I've had teachers say to me, just wait until you get out there to the real world. You'll have your fucking head handed to you. You'll have the shit kicked out of you. I've had people saying that you're going to get slapped and stuff. It's like, good stuff. They weren't wrong. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I'm with the teachers on this.
The teachers were definitely seeing something. But, you know,
yeah,
it's still outrageous to be saying this shit to kids.
I totally agree.
My mum came home from my parent-teacher meeting in play school. And she's quite annoyed with me. As a teacher, I congratulated her on her pregnancy. And she said how excited I was to be getting a baby brother, etc. But I actually completely made it up, and I am still an only child. So, interesting to say the least. It's quite traumatic as a child.
I don't think that's that bad.
No.
Of the lies.
Yeah, it's innocent.
It's very innocent.
I think particularly when you're a kid as well, like a lot of your friends are having baby brothers and sisters. You probably just want to feel involved.
It's not exactly the sequel to Atonement. Do you know what I mean? With Saoirse Ronan. If you want to do a lie as a kid, go for the Saoirse Ronan one in Atonement. Do you know what I mean? That's the level that you need to go for.
Is it?
Or there's a Danish film with Mads Mikkelsen called The Hunt.
Okay.
Superb film about a small town community in, about a preschool teacher in a small community in Denmark, and a child says a lie about the teacher, and the damages of that ripples through the entire community.
Ah.
So I'd recommend that rather than my mum's having a fake brother. Do you know what I mean? It's not too, some of the lies that I would have done as a kid, vastly, vastly superior to that.
Are there any that you can recall?
Well, yeah, I remember prank calling a friend of mine's mum. We were in over in his gaff and just doing stupid prank calls, because that's how I spent from age 8 till, what age am I now? 35?
Yep.
Prank calls are what I do when I'm bored. We might have to introduce prank calls to the show.
I would absolutely love that.
Oh, that's a great one. If you're out there listening and you've got a number of somebody, like a friend or a family member who you feel should be pranked, let us know when we might do it and put it on the show. DM me on Instagram at Megan Mark. But I used to do these prank calls, and I remember ringing his mum one day, and let's just call her Elaine, okay? And I was like, just any random voice I used to do, anything that came to me. So she goes, hello, Scottish woman. And I was like, hello, Elaine. Just that. And then she goes, oh, hello, Leah. And I was like, who the fuck is Leah? And my friend was like, I don't know. And I was like, hello, Len. She's like, yeah, hello, Leah. You're obviously at the house. I'm still out and about. I'll be home in a wee hour or so. And I was like, There is a man here. And she was like, okay. And I was like, he has a gun. And she goes, oh, fuck. Run you out the back, Leah. Run you out the back now. I'll be home in a wee minute. Run. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Long story short, the mum thought they were expecting a new cleaner into the house. And she assumed that I was this cleaner ringing her to say that not only had the cleaner let herself into the gaff, or the kids had let her in, that there was now just a man at the gate with a fucking gun. Also like, hello, yes, hi, man here. Yeah, how's it going? Can I come in? No, I've got a gun. Why are you ringing the doorbell? Be more threatening. Do you know what I mean? Completely fucking absurd.
Chivalry is not dead.
Chivalry is not dead. Hello, yes. Barry here with the bayonet. About to commit a heinous crime. Do you know what I mean? So that sort of shit. And then obviously the classic was ringing up the vet whenever my sister worked there.
Okay.
She was God love her. She was in second year or something and I was 15. And I just spent the summer ringing up the vet pretending to be dogs. She'd answer the phone and go, hello, Park Life Clinic. And I'd be like, huh? Mark, you're a fuck. She was literally like, you're a loser. You're a loser. I'm like, no, I've got a rotate. And she's like, you need to get some friends.
Hello?
Hi there. Not quite during parent-teacher meetings, but I had taught the RSE lessons to my second class a few years ago, where you teach like the correct body parts, and we use anatomically correct dolls to teach these lessons, all very above board. So the following week, a parent who didn't have great English came to my door, very, very shocked, and she said, can I talk to you, please? My son said you show him your vagina last week. I was very shocked and very quickly ran down the corridor to get the dolls in a different classroom and to show her. I certainly did not show her my vagina, but the doll's vagina.
Good stuff.
Amazing.
That's one way of doing it.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Fair play to the parent.
Yeah, fair enough.
How are you? What's the story? Listen, have you been showing your vagina to my child? Give a look at it. No, do you know what I mean? Completely. I'm just surprised that they actually had the dolls with vagines, like.
And in second class.
Was it second class?
Yeah.
That's very young.
Very, like, very different to any experience I would have had in school.
What's RSE? Religious?
Surely not. Reproductive sex education?
There you go.
There you go.
Mr. Big Vagina.
Dark, yeah.
Johnny Clit over here. Clit Eastwood. Do you know what I mean? Very good. Clit Eastwood, depending on the day.
Oh.
Very good. Moving on. Two lads talking about vaginas. Doesn't get more progressive than that. Okie doke. Fair play.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Hi, Merrick. So my uncle went to his daughter's parent-teacher meeting and the teacher was horrified to tell him that in the middle of class, his daughter just bursted out with this information. So she said, did you know that ugly people get swine flu and good looking people get the bird flu? Teacher was absolutely disgusted. My uncle just laughed his head off at this. It was gas.
He definitely heard it from the uncle.
100%.
Ugly people get swine flu and good looking people get bird flu.
Mm.
No, they don't.
No.
That'd be the Chinese. Do you know? They do. That's true though.
You can't say that.
Bird flu was absolutely, what was it called again? Avian flu. It was China.
You can't say that.
That's not anti or pro-China. That's just a fact.
Yeah, but it's a punchline of a joke.
It's not. Who's joking? Who's joking? Certainly not me anyway.
Okay.
You're the one calling birds birds.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? I wonder if they call it bird flu, F-L-E-W. As in flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little pun. That would be a punchline to a joke, Mr. Fucking Comedy.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Sorry, Ricky.
Swine flu. Swine flu went around Irish college, I think.
Really?
Well, certainly with the ones you were kissing, what? Lads. Do you know what I mean? That's definitely the type of uncle.
Oh, 100%.
Has no knowledge of disease, infection in any capacity.
No.
And just like, pigs, Okay.
Birds?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll deal with this. Yeah, yeah.
I'll forward that in the WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah.
And then just says it in front of the child. Good luck. Absolutely insane. Would you have ever repeated anything, Loon, like insane that you've heard at home?
Yeah. I remember saying to my auntie, my dad says that you put your hand up a cow's bum, because he was telling me about her working as a vet.
Okay.
That's obviously the only nugget of information I took, so I just said it verbatim.
That what?
She was disgusted. I was like, my dad said that you put your hand up a cow's bum.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, as it, you know, I took the only, like, kind of salacious or, like, embarrassing thing to say, and I said it to her in front of a group of people.
I wonder what it feels like to put your hand up a cow's ass.
Yeah.
Would it be tight?
Mm. I can't imagine so. They're fairly big.
One of those super gloves. I'm sort of interested in that.
That could be a good, like, roast on the road.
A little us out of office episode. If any of you are have a farm and you want to let me put my hand up a cow's ass. It's just... All of our Indian listeners. No, please. No. This is the one thing we helped. There goes the gigs in Calcutta or Kolkata. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hell.
What is wrong with you?
Let's go. Holy cow.
I informed a parent once that their son was very fond of using inappropriate language, and he asked for examples. And I gave him a couple. And he said, well, Jesus Christ, he must have fucking heard that here, because no one in our fucking house uses language like that. I'll fucking string him up. I actually caught it's taking the piss, like, but...
Unreal. String him up is terrifying.
Yes.
As a sentence to use around the vicinity of children, or dare I say, any human life. I'll string him up. Okay, that's... When you've said that, you know somebody is not exactly a stranger to violence.
They have form.
They have form when, yeah, it comes to this stuff. That's absolutely hilarious. I'll always remember when I was 14, Mum took us to New York, right. Peak Celtic Tiger era. Love, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
back,
yeah,
when people were just hopping to New York. They use words like that. That's when you know someone's both a complete and utter asshole, but also that there's a crash on the horizon.
Yeah, yeah.
When people start saying,
bubble.
We thought we'd just jump over to New York. Jump over? What is this? Fucking pogo stick? No, it's Aer Lingus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but we went over to New York for a few days, and I remember begging my mum to go to a New York comedy club.
Okay.
Because I was just so obsessed with, yeah, the craft, yeah, and the art, you know what I mean? Like, and we went to this comedy club in the Bronx, and we were foolishly sitting, like, relatively close to the front, and Mum snuck us in, me and my brother, even though, like, we were clearly, I was 14, he was 15, and we were sitting there, and this guy came up, and he was like, oh, shit! Oh, shit! We got some young ass kids in this motherfucker. I think he was from Glass Tool. And he was like, where y'all from? And we were like, Ireland, Dublin. Ooh, go on, Katie Taylor. Just shut up, Irish people, where you going abroad? You know what I mean? We'd just gotten back from Times Square, where we'd had a puckabout with the Hurl.
Lovely.
If someone ever does that when they go to New York, stay there, please. Anyway, he was like, where y'all from? We're like, Dublin, Ireland, blah, blah. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I got these kids in the audience. I gotta do my clean jokes tonight. Everyone's like, oh, and he goes, so I was fucking his hoe in the ass last week. And I was like, let's go. Hook it to my motherfucking veins. Got the biggest laugh ever. It was unreal.
I love it.
So yeah, let's go. Bad language. Here's a goal for you. We love our self-improvement, self-enhancement, eradicating the sort of feelings of who we really are.
Yeah.
Do you think that we can get to the end of the episode without cursing? If I can get to the end of the episode without cursing, okay, if I can't get to the end of the episode without cursing, I will donate €50 to a charity of your choice. And if I do, you have to donate £200 to, you have to donate €50 to a charity of my choice.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On y va. Right, let's go.
Hi, Mark. When my son was about 10, he went through this period in school where he told nothing but lies. News of the Week involved telling the class that his father was a member of the Secret Service, or that we had these very exotic holidays travelling all over China when we would spend 2 weeks in West Cork. So one day he came home and he said the discussion in school was about what your parents did for a living. I was a nurse manager at the time, and he decided in his wisdom that he would tell the class that his mother was a lap dancer.
Okay.
Now, I questioned at the time, where did he get this from? He was only 10 years of age. But he had passed Secret's lap dancing club in Cork.
Let's go.
Became a little bit preoccupied with it. So off I went into the parent-teacher meeting alone, armed with this information. And I thought, how am I going to tell this teacher? So I am not a lap dancer. Now I'm the most unlikely looking lap dancer. So in I went and I said, you know, I need an opportunity to tell this woman that I'm not a lap dancer. I'm a nurse manager. But the opportunity never came up until at the end when we were finished. And I said, oh, listen here, I got to approach the elephant in the room. I'm not a lap dancer. I'm a nurse manager. And she smiled at me and said, kind of gathered that. So I didn't know whether to be mortified. I just did not have the body of a lap dancer, or amused. Anyway, clear that one up. But she didn't look too convinced.
It's not the first lie that I'd reach for as a child.
No.
Usually you'd be thinking, my dad's friends with Roy Keane.
Yeah.
We're millionaires. You know what I mean?
You can get away with.
There are different types of lies. Oh, we're going to, I have a house in Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mum likes to get the jabbers out in secrets lap dancing club in Douglas. Do you know what I mean? It's not exactly, you know.
Mum's double jobbing in lapellos is a weird one to disclose to.
You've seen my mum's cans. Yeah, yeah, massive. She gets paid for that. She gets them out. If you head down to Secrets by the River Lee every weekend, you can get her arse in your face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a weird one.
It's a very unusual, borderline Oedipian sort of approach from a boy.
Mm.
My mum's a lap dancer. Okay.
You're just setting yourself up to get bullied.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, my mum's a MILF and I've got six sisters. By the way, my willy's small. Do you know what I mean? By the way, I like Pokemon cards and I'm still doing my Leaving Cert. Do you know what I mean? Thinking of going back to Irish College as a Kinneram, 23. Are you asking? Do you know what I mean? Oh, I've got an eye patch with one of those dinosaurs on it.
Oh, no.
They were always the first to fall. Unfortunately, the kids with the eye patches were the first to go.
Yeah.
It was an eye for an eye back then in the yard. Paul Pot style, do you know what I mean? Like, my mum's a lap dancer. Bro, you've said the loud part quietly,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Say less.
This is the opposite. This, you're not safe here.
Yeah.
You have to realise that the schoolyards and the school is the first experience. I remember Bill Burr, the comedian, was being interviewed years ago before he became an absolute fucking coward turncoat and went over to the Middle East to get that Saudi dollar. Mm. But I remember he was getting interviewed and he was like, growing up in Boston, growing up in Southie is like just, you spend your entire childhood being heckled. I feel like that's the same in Dublin.
True.
In Ireland, at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Growing up in Ireland, you are, from a very, very young age, you are just absolutely heckled everywhere you go.
Totally.
Cool. You decide to wear Converse to school. Slagged. You decide to do something different with your hair. Weird. You wear a hat. Gone. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do in Ireland that isn't instantly called out upon by the people around you.
Yeah, no, you are ground into like a homogenous block that just doesn't want to stand out at all.
Dr. Richard Grogan here, is it?
Brilliant.
Just like fucking asshole. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go. More from this psycho fucking babble later.
Shut up.
Ooh, the ins and outs of Kate. You're not a. Oh fuck! No, I'm an asshole. I'm God. We love you, Mystery Mick. Let's go.
Love you too.
Hey, Mark and Mystery Mick. So this story is slightly off topic, but I'm a teacher, and it relates to a Christmas gift I got from a student a couple of years back. So you know the usual Christmas gifts. You get a lot of candles, you get a lot of chocolates, you get a lot of ornaments, little things like that. So this came in a lovely little gift bag. Got home from school, had a look, bar of chocolate, lovely, a little candle, and then what I initially thought was a bottle of deodorant, which I kind of thought was a bit weird. Like, what was the parent trying to say? Why is she giving me deodorant? But look, I've got other weird gifts in the past. So I kind of thought, whatever, it's not the weirdest. But then the next day, one of my colleagues said to me, she asked me, what did I get from a gift from this student? Because she was teaching her sister. And I said, oh, got chocolate, you know, candle, a bottle of deodorant. And she was like, oh my God, I got a bottle of vaginal wash.
No.
And I was obviously horrified and we were kind of like, why did she give you vaginal wash?
No.
And then I went and checked my gift and of course my gift wasn't deodorant. It was a bottle of Femme Fresh.
No.
So yeah, I suppose I'm sorry I never asked her at her parent teacher meeting what she was trying to get across.
Who is this person? Flappy Gilmore? What the hell? Do you know what I mean though? Like,
That's incredible.
It's not bad, is it? Like,
oh, very good.
What the hell are you doing? You can't. No, there's no way that she's there. Like, oh, fuck. It's okay. We've got to get Mrs. DeLargy something. A bottle of hastily bought red wine in the local spa? No, no. You can't be buying vaginal things.
To give her the benefit of the doubt for a second, do you think she knew what it was? Like, do you think she was just buying like a beauty product?
No, she didn't go, oh yeah, right, well, we're just going to nip down and get Mrs. Doyle something here. What'll I do? Bottle of vino? No, there's the minge juice. Do you know what I mean? They didn't.
But the
femme fresh, man. No. It's like, there's literally a pic. I think pretty sure that the spokesperson for femme fresh is just like a little talking vagina.
Okay.
It's like the Microsoft clip, but it's like,
just lips.
You know, yeah, just the lips. And it's like, do you know what I mean? This is just juvenile. The level, the podcast has, because this is a busy and stressful week, all intelligence and decorum is gone.
I'm from Cork, but I teach in Tipperary, and I had a dad come in and he kept mentioning the fact that I was from Cork. When I was saying his child was really good, really well behaved, he kept saying, oh, I'm surprised he gets on well with you, that you're a rebel woman. And then every time I said anything nice about the child, I'd be like, oh, he's doing really, really well. Well, he's handwriting, he'd say, up tip.
No.
And he said it.
Up tip is just completely ludicrous. What sort of a Fred Flintstone? Do you know what I mean?
What a legend.
That's the type of person that shouldn't be allowed to reproduce.
No, yeah.
A Tipperary man whose response to everything is up tip. The next time he tries to reproduce, he should wear two Johnnies.
Hey! Hey! Oh,
let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Back to the minge. No. Just.
That is. People.
So he's actually excelling at long division. Up tip. Sorry. So William's doing great with the history now. We went into the up tip. Sorry, this is... We did a full section on the suffragettes uptip. Are you okay, sir? You're dribbling onto your Gym Plus coffee hoodie. Your quarter zip. Do you know what I mean? Are you actually all right? Like, so what I would be concerned about is his emotional development. Don't tip. Do you know what I mean? I think he actually could be suffering. Don't tip. Like, what? It's completely absurd.
He just loves his county. He loves...
He's going to bury him with a hurl in his heart.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean? Let's go.
Hi, Mark. I had a parent-teacher meeting before for senior infants, and the mum and dad came. So whenever there's a mum and dad there, like, you'd have two chairs sit in front of you for them both to sit down and have a chat. So the mum sat down, but the dad grabbed the chair and dragged it across the room, turned it round and sat with his back to me and the mum while I was speaking about his son. So maybe about 5 minutes in, he slowly kind of started moving the chair back towards us until maybe 10 minutes in, he was eventually sitting back with his facing me up at the table chatting, and then started talking about how great he was this after doing the leaving cert. And so it took a turn from him not even to wanting to look at me to me then praising him, telling him what a great lad he was at the end. But
this for me should be used as an ad for Irish people not getting diagnosed with neurodivergency. Like, as somebody who is neurodivergent, this is more tisms coming out of it, do you know what I mean, than a method performance by fucking Hoffman. Are you joking me? Like, this is the thing. People in this era, everyone's like, oh, everyone's got some diagnosis as neurodivergent. Yeah, more people aren't, though.
Yeah.
More people who should be aren't.
It doesn't mean we should stop.
Like, I was having a conversation with somebody I know in a familial setting, and I was talking about another person that we know, and I was like, oh, well, like, you know, neurodivergency is like running through the veins of our family. And they were like, what? How could you say that? I was like, no, it's not an insult. It's true. Like, I'm neurodivergent. Like, it's absolutely true. But just people aren't getting diagnosed. Like, there's no way that's true. And I was like, he recently asked the waiter in a restaurant what the temperature of the carpet is. That's not a normal response to, would you like to see a wine list? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Are you joking me? Like, why are we so afraid of confronting these realities? I don't know. Like, that for me is just like, okay, he's got, oh, see your man over there with the chair in the corner. Yeah, that's Dad. He's fine. Up tip. What? Up tip. What? Outrageous.
Yeah. I can't add anything. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
The parent-teacher meeting was the worst day of my life.
I totally, totally agree.
That was when the veneer would all fall apart.
Yes.
Because I would be spinning as a person who grew up with undiagnosed ADHD and was like ruefully misunderstood in school and was also a bit of a cheeky chappy. I would be forever spinning plates.
Yes.
And trying to, you know, spin plates, keep just, exactly. I'd be literally losing my trousers, losing my homework, getting in trouble, getting kicked out of class, going home, Peter to pay Paul, all this stuff. My whole life was just a complete mess. And I'd be forever trying to keep the show on the road and all better off. Come parent teacher meeting. I swear to God, like, even though corporal punishment didn't exist, thank God, when I was in school, like, the teachers, when they'd see my parents coming, they'd be rolling up their sleeves. Like, let's fucking go now.
I'm getting you.
It's fucking D-Day. Oh, yes. Over here, Mr. and Mrs. Meegan. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And my mum like, we're not Mr. and Mrs. Meegan. We're divorced. So get that right. And be like, okay, so we see where he gets his arguments. Very good. And meanwhile, my dad will be sitting on the roof. Oh, God. And we see where he gets his disinterest from. Do you know what I mean? Like, outrageous stuff. I hated
it. Worst day of the year.
Because I just knew. And every time, it'd be like sort of, you know, when you share, back when I used to drink and drug, it'd be like, I'd check my bank balance after a heavy weekend. And I'd be like, oh yeah, fuck. I don't want to do it. I don't want to look. I don't want to look at the damage that I did. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's going to be fine. Joe, maybe it's going to be okay. Maybe I've actually made money on the weekend. Maybe it's, and then you open the banking app and you're like, oh, fucking hell. That'd be me. The day I'd be at home waiting for the parents to come out with the parent teaching me, I'd be like, okay, do you know what? Actually, maybe, because you were good for 5 minutes yesterday. Yeah. So maybe that will have gotten rid of all the other stuff in the chaos.
You did that homework like
once. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you did it yesterday because you knew it was tomorrow. So, and then the door would just come out. And I would always, this might sound completely insane. Mm-hmm. I would be able to tell by the way my mum walked into the door what sort of mood she was in.
I know exactly.
By the timbre of the way she said, hi, yeah. I would be able to know, oh fuck, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done for.
Yeah.
Because he'd be like, hi, or hiya. Gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was the hardest day of the year. And I don't know if you had this experience, but some of my friends' parents used to like go at bat for their kids. Like they would be defending.
My parents were the opposite.
No.
My mum would be like, I know. Yeah. I know. This is what I've been telling you about. He's a fucking nightmare. This is what we're dealing with at home. What are we going to do about him? And everyone's like, I don't know. Is it just, it's just the worst. Weird that he's getting 100% in English in D3 in ordinary level maths though.
Yeah.
No, he's just bold. It's not weird that he's able to apply himself. No, it's him. He's a problem.
Yeah. I wanted them to have my back and they're like, no, you're a prick.
No. Everybody would come home, like they'd come home with the teacher and be like, by the way, we're now a thruple. Mark, we've got some good news and bad news. The good news is myself and your mother are getting back together. Oh my God. The bad news is we have a throuple now with Mr. O'Donovan. So come on upstairs. No, this is the time when it's over.
Big week ahead.
Thank you for the support, guys. We'll see you on the other side. On Eva, let's go.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10 mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity, always read the label.